Hey, I'm Josh.
I'm Justin.
I'm Austin.
Hey guys, have you seen Rise of the Warrior Apes?
This is a new one? Like, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes?
2017 new?
Yes!
Long.
It's 2 years away from being 10 years ago.
Okay. So it's still April, so I couldn't find one that's...
You couldn't find what, Josh?
I couldn't... A fairly recent ape movie.
Okay.
Because everything now is a TV series or a 30-minute YouTube documentary.
Well, I found one, and Justin found
one. Right.
We found a third one.
You gave me a very specific criteria.
Indeed. What was that criteria?
That criteria was documentary, because that's my thing. So I looked, and there are a lot of recent TV shows about apes and monkeys.
Yeah.
A lot of recent, like, 20-30 documentaries in heavy air quotes about apes.
Okay.
But nothing that hit, like, 60 minutes plus.
So
I had to go back to 2017.
Oh, wow. The Rise of the Warrior Apes?
Rise of the Warrior
documentary.
I hope this is a documentary about the filming of Planet of the Apes, the newer ones.
That would be
That's
cool.
That's all CGI.
And it's, I know, it's just fucking Andy Serkis in a green suit. Just going, yeah, that's my pitch.
That's what we do here on April and on Have You Seen in Norm. Haven't seen besides me, because I'm the one that picked it and I haven't seen it. I have to talk about what they think the movie is based solely on the title.
Right.
Rise of the Warrior Apes.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say it's a documentary about the new
Planet
of the Apes movies.
Okay.
We're going to follow Andy Serkis around. He's going to spend time with some real apes, learning their behaviors, so he can better do it on
screen.
So they
can, what, CG the apes properly?
Yeah. It's like, okay. It's a visual effects documentary, so that's what I want.
I'm going to go with it's a documentary about... comparing, like, ape fighting to, like, human.
Oh, it's like tactics. A blood sport with apes?
Oh, okay.
No, it's like comparing how they fight to how we fight, and it's like they have getting more advanced tactics or
evolution
like
of ape fighting.
I thought you meant, like, humans punch like this and monkeys punch like this.
No.
But, like, tactics. Battles. Okay.
Like guerrilla warfare or something.
Yeah. But spelled the right way.
Yeah. So, yeah. I haven't seen this either.
I know a little better than you two because I had to look it up.
You did have to look it up. So, I guess that exempts you from having to give a pitch.
I can pitch whether or not I think it's going to be good, I guess.
He probably knows a little bit about it.
I know a bit. Well, knowing a little bit about a documentary means, like, you know the documentary.
Sure, okay, if you know the pitch. Sure.
Yeah.
Mm.
I know, well, that's our two pitches.
Yeah.
yeah.
And the thing about documentary is that they're either, like, really interesting or, like, dry.
This one, if it's not a visual, that I went visual effects because I didn't want it to be heartbreakingly sad.
Okay, I think
anything about a real monkey.
I think this is an R-rated documentary.
Whoa,
purely for
most of yours are.
That's gonna be violence. So it's gonna be sad.
I think it's going sad, but not in the way.
How
not,
many monkeys? We
not in a human on ape sad.
More real monkey deaths in this than. The Tremors monkey one? What was that?
Kilimanjaro?
Shadows of Kilimanjaro? because they really hunted some of those monkeys and put it in the film.
I'm curious to see how much, like, violence there's going to be and how much they show.
Yeah, and...
because they can choose to not show stuff in a documentary.
I definitely don't want to see human-on-monkey violence.
Or no, I don't think,
like,
it's going to be...
monkey hunting, like, no. We've seen before.
Yeah, I don't
they're filming
see...
a documentary. I don't think it... like, film poachers.
Yeah.
Like.
It's a day in the life of poaching.
Yeah. I think apes are just going to be very violent to each other.
Oh, wow. So I think you're kind of right, Justin. Oh.
I think.
Like, the king ape says, take out my opponents, and says, monkey team six in. Mm-hmm. And
ape team six.
Oh. So, better or worse than the newer Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes?
We haven't seen it yet. Do we think it's
good? Yeah, what do we think? Because that was Monkey on Monkey War.
I think this is
going
to be harder to watch.
Yeah, because it's not all CGI and PG-13 and voiced by beloved voice actors.
I was pretty underwhelmed
what if it is
by it.
Voiced by beloved voice actors, though.
That
what if this is like
surprising?
There's like a guest star.
March
like...
of the Penguins, but they're voicing the monkeys.
Well,
that
like
fight.
Jane Goodall's in it. Like, what do you
no, Samuel L. Jackson, okay. And like the guy who plays Kingpin in Daredevil.
Some famous Vincent person Malvia. Is just big on ape
or just voice actors.
Ape documentary. Oh, okay.
Like we had for Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Like the guy who played Caesar in that one was really
some voiceover
really good this last time.
Okay.
Some like voice actors.
Right.
Yeah. And then it's like, you guys ever watch that The March of the Penguins?
No.
You ever see that?
That's the Penguin documentary.
You ever see that R-rated spinoff? And it's like Farce of the Penguins?
No.
And it's a bunch of stand-up comedians giving R-rated bits while they have penguin footage going?
Well, okay.
It's one of those movies that came out in the early 2000s that's absolutely unwatchable.
It sounds unwatchable. Sounds like something you want to put us through.
Never.
Just
no.
By the look
I've
on
seen
your face.
This is a movie I've seen like a clip of a doc at Blockbuster back in the day, and they're like, we have to turn this off right now. Like it was so bad they couldn't play the preview there.
Okay.
In the Midwest, they're like, no, turn it off. I think that had the guy from Full House in it.
Gotcha. Bob
Saget.
Saget.
Hey, you got half a name. Look at you.
The guy from America's Funniest Home Videos.
Not anymore.
Well, no, because he has passed.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know who hosts it now.
It's gone through several hosts. Is it even on, or do we just have shows like Ridiculous
I'm
now?
I'm pretty sure it's still
it's
on.
It's just YouTube.
No. If you put on MTV, it is a 16-hour block of ridiculousness.
Yeah.
The show where they just show YouTube videos, and then like a skater dude comments on it in a really... Has no one else seen this?
Yeah,
no,
I've seen
it. Is,
do they pay the content creators? For
no,
the
no.
So this is like Facebook ad level of content rehashing.
Yes, but it's in one of the most claustrophobic sound stages I've ever seen. It's the tiniest little like capsule, and they have it stuffed full of audience members who are just laughing their asses off at people falling on
YouTube. Because there's new voices, it's considered new content. So.
Mm-hmm.
So it's basically a reaction show.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. Sure.
It's like a YouTube live reaction show with celebrity guests, but it's on cable, whatever that is these days. Well, we're going to get to it. We're going to watch 2017's Rise of the Warrior Apes.
Warrior.
And we're back, having just seen Rise of the Warrior Apes.
Yep, that's what we just watched.
Right. Yep.
I'm surprised you struggled to remember that since we saw the title card so often.
Oh, kind of breaking the rules, I feel like, with these commercial breaks.
Yeah,
this
getting
might
that
be...
at me.
It was...
For my movie not having monkeys in it.
Yours wasn't even a movie.
It was in a movie.
It was in 80 minutes with your title cards in it.
If...
It was not a show.
I'd say it was pretty concise, though. I'll give it to you. It had a starting and kind of a finale.
It did. It followed the lives of a generation of young male monkeys.
It did. From 1993, when some researchers went to
Uganda,
to this forest that has one of the most densely populated chimpanzee groups in the world.
Mm-hmm.
They're endangered, but they're very prevalent in this forest. Like
And it's the largest grouping, right?
You got up to like 200.
200 individuals.
Can you imagine 200 monkeys, like just coming across a group of 200 monkeys? Yeah,
they were pretty fucking big.
They were never in one place, which is really good. Like their territory, they're probably spread out in. Because if they were all in one place, it'd be like a scene in The Warriors where everybody's gathered down and you got some like leather daddy monkeys.
One monkey.
And you got a baseball player monkey.
I mean, this was kind of like The Warriors.
It was a lot like The Warriors. If we had followed one group of monkeys that had gone to, like, a coalition meeting and then had to get home while the other monkeys chased them down.
For 20 years.
Ooh.
So this is a long-standing project.
Mm-hmm.
It started in, what, 92? 93.
That's when they first went there to start researching.
It's still going today.
And it was kind of cool to see this old footage, but it was like, and then 5 years into it, we realized how to hold the camera still. Because the first 10 minutes, man, it was pretty jarring.
A lot of jump cuts.
A lot of really shaky handy cam. And I was like, is this like the Blair Witch monkey movie? Have you seen that, John?
I have not seen Blair Witch Project.
Ooh.
You found footage that film, might right? be.
That new one was kind of fun.
That
the newest
might be
one.
In the Halloween coming up.
Sure. So we see the different technology of, like, filming these monkeys. We see the different people who come in and work with the monkeys. I noticed pretty quickly that they didn't give any of the female monkeys names or follow them. And I know they said this is a very patriarchal society, but I would have appreciated seeing what they were doing. Because they glossed over that entire thing.
Yeah, we didn't.
We saw the babies.
The only time we saw the babies, them being mentioned is when they're like, and this one was a real dick because he ran around punching babies and mothers and weaker males. And then the tribe ganged up on him and killed him. And you're like, why are they doing that? I'm like, do you not remember the baby punching?
No, because that happened twice and they didn't kill the first one.
The first one was like number 3, though, in the group, not number 20 this guy.
Oh, gotcha.
He had the riz.
He was just enormous.
Yeah, some of these chimpanzees were huge. Yeah, when they show Lofty slow-mo, like, walking towards the camera, I'm like, you can be in charge, bro. You can have all the figs you want. So that's
Did seem bigger than the rest of them.
But he was chiller, too, I think. Yeah. Mm. Some of them were...
No, he wasn't. He was a bully.
Very aggressive. Oh, he was the bully?
Yeah, he was a bully.
Some of them were very aggressive. Some of them were more political, they said, and, like, vying for top spots.
Did more social stuff.
They did formed alliances to take on the bullies.
And like, we're not going to pretend to be, like, chimpanzee experts after watching this or anything. I still have no idea how chimpanzee society works. I'm not sure these people who have been watching them for 40 years know.
Alpha males.
Sometimes.
Apparently.
Yeah, and then sometimes...
There's a hierarchy.
They all seem to have different jobs. There's, like, a lookout monkey.
There's one
there's
that leads
scout
raids.
Monkey.
Uh-huh. There's, like, the warrior
there
monkey.
There's a hunter monkey. Mm-hmm.
They somehow are able to, like, keep track of all this in their society, too, which is the craziest thing to me.
I think it's more of an innate thing where they don't really keep track of it so much as they just do it. Like, they have these roles.
But how do they recognize a monkey? Like...
The hierarchy?
200 monkeys.
Oh,
right?
That's... They don't.
Yeah, how do you know?
Okay, 150.
It starts to break down at these numbers.
150 monkeys.
I don't think they really do. I think it's more of a power play where it's... Have you ever seen this in, like, wild dogs or anything? Like, they yip at each other and, like, the biggest one, maybe not the meanest.
I get the biggest one taking over because that's just, like, a natural...
This was also, like, cockiest and political, too. Because they would sit around for hours and groom each other. Just the men of the society. That'd be like if
To, like, make friends.
Elon and the president right now were seen, like, in a bathhouse with 10 other guys, just all combing each other's hairs and, like, doing each other's makeup and, like...
Right. Stuff that I assume they do, we just don't see.
Yeah, but this is part of their politics.
Someone's got to apply the tan.
Someone has to apply it. Something we don't see is them share food a lot when they're eating the figs. They all just seem to have 100 million figs in these trees.
Yeah. You see them with food sharing when they start. Well, they talk about killing.
They say that this is like chimp paradise.
Yeah, because there's just food everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like every tree has some figs on it.
Mm-hmm. And it can sustain all these chimps. But even though they don't need the food, and it didn't seem like the monkeys were threatening their territory in any way, they will still go berserk on these little red-headed monkeys.
And they but apparently those little red-headed monkeys are also fairly aggressive.
And both are endangered. So the people filming it are kind of torn. They're like...
Yeah, there was a section where they're like, we can't do
what do we do?
But
what
we're watching them all die.
Yeah. What do you do whenever one endangered species decimates the population
of another? Like 80 to 90% the red-headed chimps were wiped out. But...
This was like a phase these chimps went through, where in 10 days they went on 17 raids, and over the course of 3 months they wiped out 90% of these red-headed monkeys.
They just like went... crazy, like it's like they got addicted to the meat or something.
That's what they said.
They said something about, yeah, something changed in their brains, started like murdering them.
They started comparing them to humans. They were like, they're eating meat to the where they're like bloated and don't just need it for sustenance, but for pleasure, and they're over harvesting it, and they wiped out all these redhead monkeys.
They showed all of this. If you're interested in watching, be aware. They showed all of this.
This is an R-rated documentary.
If you
want to
see monkeys eating other monkeys.
Well, chimps eating monkeys.
Yeah.
The apes.
If you want to see apes eating monkeys.
Yeah.
This is the documentary to watch.
When the chimps...
And there's at least one guy I know who's very into it, and he's in this documentary.
Why do you think they kicked him out of America to the jungles where the monkeys are? They're like, yeah, go research them.
What are the researchers for making fun of him the whole movie, but man. I do kind of.
You think he's going to come after you after this comes out?
No, I don't think he's going to come after me, but, you know.
Several.
I understand being nervous and, like, being awkward, but it was just like.
He delivered every with, like, a smile on his face.
Several monkeys but went not missing even,
like,
this.
What was the line where he, like, went nuts on?
It was very disturbing. And then several monkeys went missing, and no one knows where they are to this day. Well, almost no one.
He just had a very evil smirk.
he never stopped smiling.
The entire time.
He like suppressed crying with, he swallowed it one time, right back to a smirk, like, didn't falter. No crack.
It's impressive.
So not only do
these guys got attached to these apes.
Not only do these apes defend their territory, quote unquote, or just go on monkey killing parties, they also defend their territory.
Against
and they
other chimpanzees.
They expanded it, too.
Eventually, they did expand it.
It took a while.
Over the years, yeah,
they had, like, an ongoing rival. Like, 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
They were, they picked at this other colony of apes, and then they took it over.
They took out so many of the warring males that they were able to basically expand. Mm-hmm. And I think this is where the tipping point starts happening. Because where they expanded to was lush, more lush than anywhere they had come from, which was monkey paradise, or ape paradise. It had even more fig trees. They were able to breed more and increase their population to 200 plus.
That's a lot of monkeys.
It's a lot of apes out there.
It's a lot of apes. But, like, they talked about it towards the end of it, but, like, I just can't imagine how an ape would see another ape and be like, that one is cool. I've never met it before.
How
in my
can you
life.
Not imagine that? It's a stranger. You've never met it in your life. You know your tribe. You know every member of your tribe. You do, if you're a monkey. And then you see another one and it clicks in your brain. Danger, that's an enemy.
Maybe.
That's how it worked. I mean, that they said.
I guess so, but
I mean, they don't truly know, but it's so close to us, man. Mm-hmm. It's so close to us. They don't have walls or doors or ceilings. So it must be just so jarring.
What was the...
Maybe it's not even a scent, or a sight. Maybe it's a scent type thing.
It could be.
Because they come from another group. Maybe it's just like, holy shit, you smell like the enemy. And it's not like a conscious thought at all. It's just something trips in them.
I'm not thinking that it is a conscious thought. I just wonder what exactly it is.
Yeah, it'd probably be some, like walking around your house at night and there's a stranger for some reason.
I would immediately assume any stranger in my house is a threat.
Exactly.
That's, any stranger. I don't care what they smell like.
Yeah, that's probably how... I'm saying that's exactly how they feel. Well, yeah, they know them. I'm saying they probably know they are a stranger.
But I'm just saying, like, the 200 in a tribe,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I can't keep track of 200 people.
I bet you could in the way they do, because they have their area, and they're not always around the same ones.
Sure.
And you know 200 people. I know it sounds like a lot, but we could figure out 200 people.
I didn't say no. I said keep track of.
Not keep track of, but like enough that you recognize. And like we said, maybe it's a smell thing. Maybe they literally smell like family when you're in a group that big. Maybe that's why they groom each other. I don't know.
There must be a reason.
It's gotta be something.
Yeah. Because when they see a monkey that's not in their tribe...
Sometimes when they see one in their tribe...
It's like...
Only if that one's a dick.
Something clicks, they see red, sirens go off.
Yeah.
And they start biting ears, ripping testicles off.
Swinging them
around.
And
then killing you.
And then killing you.
First goes the ears,
uh-huh,
then the testicles, then the killer.
They got a method. This is like serial killer shit.
And they don't seem to be... So I guess they're not cannibals, since they don't eat other chimps.
But we didn't see them ever eat another chimp.
Monkeys.
Yeah, sure. Mm. They're smaller. They probably don't recognize they're even related in any way.
Yeah.
Because they look so different. Yeah.
But they're not, like, killing birds and eating...
I don't know if they are.
Might be. we saw them eating, like, a deer or something.
Several deer.
Yeah. We saw, non-monkey.
So they are completely omnivores. They can subsist on the figs or, whatever these little deers were. Because one scene, it's like up in a tree and it's this perfect deer head in his mouth and he's just like crunching it.
What was the first monkey's name? Hare?
Oh, God. Bartow, Hare, Pinsir.
Because there was like, he was talking about how they spent a year just going in this forest and like not even be able to get close to these monkeys to get a good picture.
Because it takes a while to build not even trust, but just so they're familiar with
them. Because they would always run away from them.
That's what I'd be terrified about. Every time they see a monkey who isn't their friend, they rip it to pieces. And then you're going in there, and you don't smell like a monkey friend. You're not.
But apparently they're like all afraid of us, I guess.
I guess because we're taller.
We're just so different.
Yeah.
Thankfully. Because there's some scenes where the monkeys are going ape shit
around
them. And they're up in the trees. Like,
and they're just right there filled by 500 monkeys.
Blood
is dropping
them
on the legs.
Yeah. And they're just like, all right, get this shot. And I'd be like, no.
During one of the inter-group murders that... But one of the crew was like, I'm going to keep filming this, but I don't want to.
He's disassociating.
Yeah.
He's like, there's an ape the size of a human, so it's very jarring. It's being murdered in front of me.
That was whenever it was one of the tribe members.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah, the jerk one.
Yeah.
The really jerky level 21, because... They'd have their name and then a number, and I thought that was their age at first, but some were like 1 and 2, and I was like, oh no, that's their social status. Mm-hmm. They're ranking them.
And I think, it's got to be based on what they think it is, right?
Yeah, of course.
Well, they said they did the way they were marking
it. It'd be pretty easy to figure out.
Because they did like the subjugation thing.
Yeah.
Like the
they huff.
So they probably just observe who does it to
who. Who does it
to
who.
Yeah, I'm
pretty
sure it's
just make
pretty easy to figure out.
And be like, that one doesn't do it to any of the other ones.
Yep. And then he takes the monkey first, and he breaks bread. He splits the monkey in half.
They showed. They started talking about, they drew in court this monkey, and then they show just breaking a limb off and another one. You hear the bones snapping.
You just see them, eating the brains out of the monkeys.
Yeah,
like a little monkey's looking at the camera, and the big monkey's just like...
It's very real.
Nature's brutal, very folks. Nature,
yeah.
You're not a meat eater and a monkey.
It was kind of hard to watch. Like,
yeah, because sometimes they would just cut to like monkey eating.
Yeah.
Like outside of the violence.
And they didn't prepare this monkey in a way that looked tasty.
No.
They ate this fur and all. Yeah. I thought at least they would pull the fur off.
I was
going
to say, what, you think they're going to cook them?
I thought they'd pull the fur off.
Those monkeys didn't use any seasoning. A travesty.
Yeah.
Not even salt.
Some salt?
Yeah. I mean, maybe these monkeys are delicious. Who are we to judge? They did get addicted to them. It could be like the new KFC.
We'll never know because they're gone.
There's
five left. Yeah, better hurry.
The most delicious monkey in the world. You know, there's some big mustachioed, terrible colonial dude out there who's like, I've tried it. I've tried that monkey, and it's quite good. And now I know why they don't eat chimp. Once they expand territory, they start growing in numbers. I mean, we're going through the years pretty quickly here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, once we get to like 2000, it picks up.
They didn't say this in the documentary, but we found out that apes live to about what, like 30?
But they can live up to like 70.
Yeah.
Oldest is 78 right now.
And they apparently have pretty good memories. Like, of course. Their faces and stuff.
Mm. That's how they tell who's their friend.
And what was the thing that we learned about these ones with the eyes?
Oh, so it's some
in this region.
They have the white sclera in their eyes, where you can tell where their eyes are looking. It's like an evolutionary thing that a lot of chimps don't have in the world.
They said that it's like only in this region.
It only shows up in this group, like in this forest. Not just this group, but this forest, yeah. I think. Because they only followed one group of chimps that was like 170.
Yeah, there were other crews following other. Their rival filming crews.
We gave our group of monkeys a gun. Take this, you Nat Geo bastards. Pow, 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 pow. Oh, we're Team Discovery. We gave our monkeys lasers. Stroof,
stroof, stroof. So it's just a big jungle laser.
It's like a proxy war for all the cable news networks. Sponsored by Black Rock Monkey.
Oh no, BBC's using guerrilla warfare.
They're using the doctor, BBC. Yeah. They've made a monkey the doctor.
They do a lot of nature documentaries, don't they?
Oh yeah. David Attenborough would be there for sure, yeah. Arming monkeys. Mm. You'd have an arms race for these chimps. They just start dressing them up like little Rambo outfits.
The baby monkeys looked very cute.
The CIA sponsoring both sides. The baby monkeys looked really, really cute. Yeah. Especially when they were stuffing more figs in their mouth than they could possibly eat. They're just gorging themselves. They're literally like, look at the camera. And
there's so many.
They just spit figs out.
Like every branch is like 50 fucking figs.
I'm so bored of figs. Do you guys want to go get some monkey?
That's what I was wondering. Do they get sick of eating figs? Is it always just delicious?
Let's go get some monkey, guys. You know what? I'm feeling a extra frisky. Dave's looking real tasty.
We don't eat chimps, man. We punch them, but we don't eat them.
They'll bite.
They'll bite, yeah.
They get a taste.
Sure, they get a taste. None of them.
We saw one monkey.
None of them know martial arts like Monkey
Man. They didn't
man.
Kill, mm. outright kill that monkey, because one of the apes that was a jerk. And then he got attacked.
Yeah.
His friend.
His friend, Hare, came in and, like, stopped them. They
still would have been charged with monkey slaughter.
Yeah. Or they definitely
monkey murder one.
He definitely died later on because of the injuries.
Within a day or two. Yeah.
They said like they found his scalp been eaten by ants.
In 10 days.
Just like, yeah. The fact that they mentioned a colony of ants moved in, and I wish they had shown what they looked like.
Might have with all that ant footage.
They were like, nah, that's too gross.
That's too grim.
Like, I just wanted to see how big of an ant colony that was.
Because they showed some ants a bit.
There's big ants.
There's a lot of fucking ants.
You realize this is the jungle.
Big ants.
Big ants. And a lot of them. And they can strip a monkey skeleton like a pool of piranhas.
Those filming crews must have had to be on point to not, you know, step a fucking jungle ant. You know,
you're just wearing,
you don't wear, like, the tallest...
Kevlar socks.
Some of them were there whenever, you were saying, like, 500 monkeys or whatever. It's
at war.
That much.
There's four.
Monkey war, and there's just, like, two guys.
It's because they have their...
the camera.
It's because they have their press badges just to...
They just have guns. That's why.
Like, oh, and the monkeys know?
They were really close.
Monkeys get close, it's just like...
Oh, they're popping monkeys out there? These nature photographers who have given up on their life for the last 20 years are just out there popping any monkey gets within 10 to 20 feet of them.
Shooting in the air.
No.
Just scared.
You gotta show these monkeys who's lost. We're out here every day. Why do you think Bartow's not around anymore? He got too close. Tried to share some figs with me.
Their names were really interesting. We had, like, Bartok and Pincer, and
it seemed like they came from all sorts of different
brown face
backgrounds and ethnicities. Do you want me to blur that out as I edit this?
It's one of the monkey's names, sir.
Sure is.
Brown face.
You didn't do much. No, I wish they would have named him better.
Anything else?
Because the other ones had real names. There's Giuseppe and Stanford, and there were a lot of local monkey names.
I wonder why that one.
I mean, he wasn't the one with the tan face, even.
Yeah.
Because all these monkeys, gotta say, Planet of the Apes doesn't do it. All those monkeys look the same.
Yeah.
The CGI ones?
These monkeys
had personality.
Yeah, they look different.
I could tell whenever I was looking at hair.
One of these monkeys was very handsome.
He's handsome. A very handsome ape.
It's a very handsome ape. I might have been out here too long. It is getting close to my
retirement. They talk about that, yeah. I think that's the one they start guy.
The monkey or the guy?
Giuseppe. I think that was the one that died, the monkey.
Mm. Oh, okay.
The one that they were saying was very handsome.
Yeah.
That's why they all were so upset that whenever he got killed.
Yeah.
Because everyone on the crew was like, I was very upset when this happened. I was real angry at those monkeys that did that to him. Fucking...
all of them, a bunch of them except for his friend, Hare. And it was, like, all the top dudes, like, 1 through 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then one level, like, 26 dude who's like,
I'm gonna get on this.
And he's like, whoa, we beaten somebody down? That was my chance.
They brought a lot of monkeys to that fight. There were 10 monkeys to beat up one.
Like, yeah.
Wow. That's how they do it, I guess.
Numbers.
Because none of them know Kung Fu, like we talked about from Monkey Man.
They just do, like,
they're just, like, chest bam, pounding. Bam, bam, bam.
At least,
like,
they're monkeys the whole time.
Oh, this movie?
Yeah.
At least they are gorillas
they
the whole
are
time.
Gorillas the
except
whole
for that
time.
One, who's a human.
Right.
Pincer.
Yeah, because he looks at you.
Because he looks at you, he has the whites in his eyes.
And he looks around.
He's really perceptive.
He's the watch out. He's the lookout of the group.
He's the one that makes eye contact with us.
It's really creepy for, like, hours. This monkey just stares us in the eyes. Maybe he's studying us.
The rest of the monkeys seem to not really give a shit about us
after
anymore.
After a certain time. Like, after they get used to your smell.
He's just sitting there like he's analyzing me.
And I felt like he was the one studying me. It did get better as it went on.
Yeah.
I'll say that. Like, not only because there was some action, but also because
the
cinematography, the editing, everything seemed to get better. I really like some of those nature shots where you got, like, the butterflies on the trees and everything. There were so many butterflies, I thought they were going to take over and, like, they've eaten the apes out of their homes. There are no more figs because of the butterflies. No one suspects the butterfly. It's the butterfly effect. That's why it's called that.
Sure.
I wonder if there's any carnivorous butterflies.
You mean like in The Simpsons?
All right, Josh.
There's probably at least one species.
Watch, this is going to be a really grotesque sex move. The carnivorous butterfly. It's the one thing he Googles on purpose.
Turn on my safe search.
No!
No! You're fired.
Carnivorous butterfly. Species.
That'd be a good name for like a glam rock band.
There is one species of butterfly. It's in North America.
What?
I had no idea.
In North America, eh?
Caterpillars are dedicated. Oh, the caterpillars feed on aphids, which makes them. Carnivorous.
Okay, that's like actually pretty normal, I guess. Caterpillars eating aphids. You know, there's a carnivorous bee that makes blood honey. Ugh. Yeah, ugh. Look up those.
Is it good?
Is it good? As if I've tried it. Like, it's not as good as these monkeys. I'll tell you that.
Where can I buy some blood honey?
Yeah.
We gotta but you look dip the monkey know. In the blood honey. Oh, now you're talking.
Sinful.
Get a meal of that for $5.99 at like Carl's Jr. what'd you guys think, Justin? Would you recommend this movie?
Yeah, it was fine. I thought it was interesting. It's kind of hard to watch at parts.
Yeah.
Is
it because you're a vegan?
No, it's just
I'm joking.
Just like the grossness.
It got very graphic with the monkey.
They show everything.
Yeah, it doesn't shy away from the nature of it all.
Yeah,
and it's a stark reminder of how brutal nature is.
It shied. I believe it shied away from the chimp. Violence against chimps sometimes.
It did.
Because they would show snippets and then they, like, I not. Honestly, and I know they have more footage than that.
It felt like they, like, couldn't show it because they got too attached to them.
I thought it was because they're almost too human. The sensors were like, no, cut it out.
I feel like this crew got real attached to the monkeys they were following.
Yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, you were doing it for, like, you'd have to. 20 years.
You're following a group of
monkeys. Well, there's this dude and he's like, I go out and I follow these monkeys for 7 days at a time, and I see more monkeys than humans in, like, the months I'm out here.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah. And they're, like, writing their names down and charting what they do and filming them. So they definitely got attached.
That's why they got so upset whenever
But I'm also saying, I think, because this was a Disney nature production, the censors were like, no, that they're a little too close to humans.
Maybe.
The little monkeys. Little monkeys.
Little monkeys, fine. We'll show their decapitated heads.
And the deer? No problem. People love dead deer. But those chimps, that's a bit too close.
We did see some dead chimps, though.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
The one that was
you know what I mean,
the
graphic
chest.
Violence.
That was as graphic as we got, right?
Yeah.
The one that was pounding
and the bite
on
the back
dead.
Of the shoulder.
And he kind of, like, picked him up and was just, like, slamming him on the ground.
Like Hulk slamming him? Yeah. He really wanted to... He was like King Kong. Like, when King Kong fights the T-Rex, I think he did the same thing. He goes and he, like, rips the jaw, and then he, like, beats him and pounds him and lifts him a couple of times. Good on you, King Kong. You had your monkey violence correct.
Yeah.
It added bonus points several years after the fact. Josh, would you recommend this movie?
I mean, it's a documentary, right? If you
does that mean yes automatically?
No,
for you?
No. It's one of those, like, you know.
Do you like this?
I was more interesting. Thought it was going to be. Didn't bore me. I don't would walk up to anyone on the street and be like, you should watch these apes murder each other for 9 minutes.
I'm always so curious what movies you walk up to strangers and recommend.
I don't. As
you have to see as the Warriors if, and you just shake them.
If you had to. Like, someone was like, I'm going to kill you.
I've never
you.
Seen a movie.
I'm going to kill you.
What, did he walk into the wrong neighborhood?
Yeah, like, I'm going to kill you. Like, gun to your head. Gun to your head. You got to go to a stranger and recommend a movie to them.
Right.
What are you recommending?
I mean, I would probably... And something in my top three, right?
Yeah.
Princess Bride or Warrior.
Okay. Harry Met Sally.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
But I don't think I would recommend this to just anybody.
No.
I think if I knew...
Only if you had a gun to your...
No.
No, not even then.
Yeah. If you had a real interest in apes or, like, animal...
Nerf.
Freeze. I think the question is, would I let, if I knew you would want to watch this, would I let you know how violent it is?
Oh,
or would I let that be a surprise?
I would.
Oh, you have to warn. You have to warn people for this kind of stuff.
But no, they like these kind of things. Like, do I need to, though?
Oh.
I mean, I guess if you know that they like this kind of stuff, which is, first of all, a red flag.
Ape documentaries. not
what, are you talking about the smiling guy from this?
Is that one of your friends?
Did he recommend it to you? Yeah, was a gun to your head? I would probably recommend this if you like nature documentaries. I don't know. That's the thing. Do you need to warn people when it's a nature documentary? Because sometimes we're watching lions hunt zebras. Does it make it more graphic that they're humanoid adjacent? Yes. To you, it does.
I think it does, yes.
And they have society. Obvious society.
Yeah, for sure.
It kind of...
I don't feel as much seeing a tiger, like a lion, take down a zebra.
Yeah.
As I did whenever I saw the monkey get murdered. A lion isn't like
ripping the zebra leg off into their lion.
It is though. It does.
In its own way. In its own way.
And then the hyenas come and tear it apart.
What we're saying is the fact that they looked so similar to us, and that it's actually them like picking it up.
Yeah,
they're doing it.
It's a social thing.
It looks. Yeah. It reminds us of us. Whereas with like lions, it's
a cat. Okay.
You know?
I wonder if any of that comes from the fact that we came from this 100%. Like we used to be these.
Sure.
And how harshly can we judge an animal too? It's brutal, but it does make it more brutal that it's so close to us.
And I say that, I'm vegan, I don't eat meat.
Sure.
But it's different seeing different animals get killed. Like, I feel differently seeing...
All right, let's rank them, Justin. No, I'm just saying. All animal deaths.
None of it's good.
From S to F class.
Especially if it's, like, unneeded. I don't like any
Right,
of
right.
So yeah, what you're saying is they need to find an documentary with more murder that you're okay with.
No.
Tip the scales.
No.
Like, less human,
but more
murder.
It's like cats eating
murder.
Mice, but there's a lot of mice.
Ooh. Yeah. Or elephants stomping on octopus. Like, just totally... They're natural enemies.
There's one part of the coast where elephants kill octopi.
But elephants fucking hate octopi.
Oh, it's all the legs. Yeah. They're like, that's not a fucking trunk. They'll pick them up and whip them around and throw them.
An octopi will take out an elephant.
From the inside.
Just suffocate them, yeah.
It's like Alien. They'll just pop out of the fucking chest.
And they go inside the trunk and it's just like a...
Nature's brutal, man. Stay indoors.
Why hasn't someone made a horror movie that's just like a really brutal documentary, but it's weird?
I bet they have.
Like, what if there's a documentary, but it's in a world where octopus and elephants hate each other? Other than that, it's a completely
normal world.
Yeah.
But it's terrifying.
Yeah. It's that bit from the other guys where they talk about how a tuna will go on land and hunt a lion or something.
I don't remember that, but... all right. If you would like to listen to any of the other movies we've talked about, you can find them at podcast.com. Check us out at Have You Seen Podcast on Instagram. We've got all our links and episodes posted there. Check us out on Facebook at FapCheck. FapCheck at YouTube and fapcheck@gmail.com. Send us some letters and Josh will read them. It's now the time when we pull up. Justin, do you have this? Do you have the letter bag?
An empty letter bag.
Let me check.
Let's see if Josh has any.
It's like our third April. It's really someone's.
Any postage from the fans.
Rifling through the bag.
You can sell this now and we'll send you free shit.
We don't even get spam.
No, we just read. Spam avoids our podcast.
Right. Here you go.
Oh, we got one, do we? Oh. Yeah, this is an ad upstart.
No, they don't sponsor us, don't read it.
Yeah, not sponsored by Upstart.
So, yeah. Write to us so Josh has something to read. He's lonely, and he's just sitting here by candlelight.
I'm just sitting, or like, at the dim in my apartment being lit by ape murder.
Like, how will I sleep tonight?
I look at the excited guy, and I'm like, how do I be that guy? How do I get this?
That guy, it wasn't because the guy was excited. Like, that's not what the problem was. It was...
But he was excited.
It was a devious smirk. I was not the only person making fun of him.
Yeah.
It was terrifying, yeah. It's so disturbing. He had that Peter Lorre voice from Casablanca.
Resting smiley face.
Resting smiley face.
He should have been a smile.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I still need to see the second one.
It was pretty good. Justin and I watched it. Check out our other podcast, Amazeballs, where this one maybe should have been. It's somewhere
maybe
between.
We'll continue it with Chimp Empire.
Yeah.
The series that's 2003 continues following this same group.
How many more chimps?
Hopefully the same people, too.
Yep. Hopefully.
Yeah, we'll get more of that guy.
I want more smiley guy.
Pops.
Yeah, and the other guy.
Did we get his name?
The other guy who's like way too close to the camera, the blonde guy, and he's always like, I could be spending my time back in my own civilization.
How do you come back to that? Like, even if you're there just like every summer for 20 years, like, yeah.
There's still their silly ways.
It's got to be insufferable for, like, the first month that you come back.
With the people?
Yeah.
Yeah, just in the real world?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, yeah. And people are like, oh, did you hear about the weather? And you're just like, God, I want to eat him. Oh, he smells like an enemy. I just want to beat him until he's a rug.
Jump on his chest until he stops moving.
Yeah. You see those sports? Hey, I noticed you didn't answer my email. You just hear the drums of the jungle and see red. Speaking of fighting, check out our other podcast, What About Wrestling? Where Justin and our only fan, Nick, talk about different pay-per-view wrestling events, and sometimes we do crossover events here on Have You Seen.
Is there an ape wrestler, Justin?
Was there ever, like, a Mighty Kong persona?
I'm sure there was, but I don't know. That's a question for Nick.
Okay, well, maybe we'll ask him next time we're here. And we can just delve into the whole new genre.
Was there a Monkey Man wrestler, yeah?
Yeah, was there, like, a dude who wore a monkey mask or an ape? Because Monkey Man, he wore the ape mask while he fought.
Yeah.
That's the only reason Josh let us count it as a Monkey Man movie.
Mm-hmm.
There was also a real ape in that movie.
There was, for a second. Yeah.
There was enough pieces of an ape movie that it counted.
There are a lot of pieces of an ape in this.
In this,
yeah. Oh my god. I was even going. Well done. That's picking up that thread. Picking up that sinew. Hey guys, have you seen?